we got a guest joining us on the show right now, and I told you we're going to talk, a little bit about a program here in Itala County, and how you can sign up for that, and maybe kind of change things for you in the new year. It is Nathan Hutchison, the welding instructor at the Holmes Community College, the Itala Center here in Kosciuszko. Nathan, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, so tell us about the welding program at Holmes, and it's right here in our backyard. It's in Itala County at the Itala Center. So I know that y'all are still doing some signups and some registrations. Is that right?
We are. We got registration going on till tomorrow. As long as you come in today or tomorrow and get signed up, you can start classes on Monday.
Okay.
And like Breck said, we're right here in the backyard. You ain't got to drive an hour and a half to go somewhere to take you welding school. You can go right here and be home in the afternoon by about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And so what are the classes like? Is it what is it, all day class? Is it a night class? What are the time frames like for the class?
Class usually starts around 8 o'clock, and I usually let students go anywhere between 2:45, 3 o'clock.
No classes on Friday,
right? No classes on Friday, and that's a good selling point. And so, like, if you have a job or anything, you can work all day on Friday. And if you ain't got a job, you can just chill out on Friday if you want to.
Yeah, and speaking of jobs, when folks come through the welding program at Holmes, I know that a lot of times they might have a job waiting on them, somewhere, because everyone needs welders, right?
Right now, man, we cannot churn out enough welders right now. That older generation is retiring, and they need these younger folks to step up. And whether you're a girl or a guy, come out and see us. They hiring everybody right now, and they need folks left and right.
Yeah, and so when it comes to, like, the welding program, what are the requirements? Because, some people think, well, I don't know a thing about welding, but I've kind of always wanted to do it, but I don't know, do I have to know something about welding or what?
Right. Not really. You don't really have to know a whole lot. Really, only requirement is just have a high school diploma or a GED. You can take the ACT. Holmes does offer an ACT scholarship for 20 or above, and it's not required if you take the ACT, but if you have, that kind of gives you a leg up, because there are some academic courses that are associated with our program. Our program, you can get an associate's degree or a career technical certificate. With the associate's degree, there's about 5 or 6 academic courses you have to take. It's nothing real hard. And after that, you get your associate's degree, and, later on in life, if you want to move up and become a supervisor at a company, you got a leg up over everybody else.
Yeah, and that's one thing that you and I were kind of talking about off the air here about, this big thing about, like, college is expensive these days, and student loans, and there's a big thing about student loan forgiveness. But if you go through this program, when you get out, you can just, was it a one-year program?
It's a one-year program, two semesters. If you just want to do the career certificate, if you want to do the associate's degree, you can take some classes in the summer. You can take them in the fall, in the spring. And you can even take those all online, so you can work at the same time and take your classes for your associate's degree.
Yeah, and when you get done, you don't have this mountain of debt like a lot of college people have.
Pretty much, if you live here in Itala County, you can get the Sumner's Grant just for living in Itala County and Pale and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so, it just makes sense. And, there's, as we said, there's a push now for some more trade jobs,
yes,
and things like that. So a little bit of a changing mindset when people think, college isn't for everyone, but you can get to a trade and get out in very short amount of time and start making money rather than having to pay it out.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
So if they want to get signed up for the program, what do they need to do?
They can come out and see me at the Itala Center. They can email me at D Hutchison. That's just the letter D, HUTCHINSON, at holmescc.edu, and I can get you fixed up.
All right. Well, that's Nathan Hutchison from Holmes Community College right here, the Itala Center welding instructor, and trying to get sign-ups for the welding program. And we love everything that goes on out at the Itala Center, and we hope that we'll try to send y'all as many students as we can.
Come on, we need them. We need them. And one more thing. Is the welding instructor in Ridgeland, Mr. Joseph Snuggs, asked me to give him a shout out on the radio this morning. So, Joseph, keep up the good work down there, and don't let them students get on you too bad down there.
Yeah, and Joseph's from right here in Kosciuszko.
That's it.
Too.
Yeah, that's it.
Kosciuszko turning out all these welders.
We are.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
are.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you for being on. And, hey, hopefully we send you a couple of students down there to get signed up for the welding program.
All right. I appreciate it.